then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
And connection with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron. And as we normally say, and the rise and shine. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it today. Today is a special day for the world. And I should say an extra special day for Jamaica. That's why we say, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers. We are like you, countless hours. Truly, this great defender, grant you wisdom from above. Justice to be ours forever. Jamaica, land we love. Teach us true respect for all, to duty's call. Strengthen us so we could cherish. Give us vision lest we perish. Knowledge, send us Heavenly Father. Grant true wisdom from above. Justice to be ours forever. Jamaica, land in love. Wherever you are, we say hello world. We are excited about what happened in the United States today after four tumultuous years. A new chapter. as opening in the history of the United States of America. The dawning of a new day, new era, where we see President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris . We all watch with joy today the inauguration service. And yes, it was joyous indeed. Because Donald Trump started in lies, started his tenure in lies. And it ended just like how he started, in even a bigger lie. He said that he lied about his inauguration service, how big it was, and how many people attended. And that was a lie to start him off. And then after November 3rd, 2020, he came up with an even a bigger lie that saw him to the end of his minutes of his reign as president. When he said the election was rigged. And lots of his friends joining with him to support this lie. But you see, as one Jamaican politician would say, mash down that lie. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they are in their rightful place this evening. No wonder Bible said in Romans 8, if God be for, who can be against us? It always amazes me how many people prophesied that God told them that President Trump is going to win. And when I look at the media, nobody prophesied about Joe Biden. Nobody. There's not one prophecy. I mean, if you look at Christian Broadcasting Network, that's Pat Robertson and Paula White and all those people, Sid Rat and all those people, they all prophesied saying Trump is going to win. God told them that Trump is going to win. And look what we see today. Tonight, the President of the United States of America is Joe Biden. And the Vice President is Kamala Harris. And it will remain so for the next 4 years. What a time. My God Almighty. Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. And he has stuck to his roots by even before he had sworn in this morning. The first place he went to was church to give God praise. He went to church this morning before he was sworn in. He said he went to morning mass at the St. Matthew's Cathedral. President Trump did not attend the inauguration. What a disgrace. In over 150 years of inauguration, it's the first time an outgoing president does not attend an inauguration service. What a shame on this man. Well, they say he did left a little note for Joe Biden. He did left a note for Joe Biden, and when Joe Biden was asked about it, he said, you know, he will speak to President Trump about the note first before he reveal what is the contents of the note. But he did say President Trump wrote him a generous letter. It is the same President Trump who hasn't spoken to Joe Biden from he won the election. He hasn't spoken to the man. He hasn't mentioned the man's name in public. Even today, his last speech at Andrews Air Force, he just said he wished them good luck. Never mentioned the man's name, but he left him a generous note. We will wait and see. My mother told me it's a time longer than Roe. So we are celebrating this evening at number 46. Wait, number 46. Because, man, 45, you want to hurry up and forget about it. The 4 years that 45 had it, it was 4 years of torment for black people. Torment and disrespect for ladies. In reference to Nancy Pelosi as a nasty woman. He referred to Vice President Pamela as a monster. He treat black people with total disdain. The mic was pulled from Yamichi Alcindor at the White House. No regard. When Black Lives Matter tried to hold a peaceful demonstration, there were tear gas. And the president of his army moved them. But when those white supremacists marched on Washington, they were given a free rein. That man is a racist. When George Floyd thing came about, he said when the looting starts, the shooting will start. Say it already and I say it again. President Trump has no regard for black people. None. White violence is regarded as protest. Black protest is regarded as violent. A black man can be shot in the back 7 times for just refusing to stop. But when a white man commits murder, he's given water to drink. But Joe Biden is in the office, the Oval Office, that is, the White House. And already today we are hearing that there is a bust of Martin Luther, big bust of Martin Luther in his office already. There's also a bust of Rosa Parks in his office already. His cabinet is multiracial, and yes, the blacks are represented. As you look at the inauguration today, 3 former presidents was in attendance. President Bush, President Clinton, and President Obama. President Donald Trump left the White House 8 o'clock this morning. And he's now in Florida at his Mar-a-Lago.
But I know some subpoenas will be finding their way to him very soon from New York and from Washington. They are not sure that he hasn't pardoned himself. He don't have to reveal it, you know. Don't have to reveal it. If they probably go to arrest him or serve him a subpoena when he goes to court, then he can reveal that he has pardoned himself. But we wait and see to know if he has pardoned himself and his family. My mother said, time longer than rope. This is the Canon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. I am excited today. And all I can declare is, look what the Lord has done. I tell you, leading up to the election, and I hear these praises coming about. But I wait on God, because God is no respecter of persons. God is sovereign. Anything he ordained, it must come to pass. In no matter what man say, in no matter who want prophesy, in no matter how much angel Paula White want call from Africa, it doesn't matter how much Kenneth Copeland laugh, in no matter where the prophet come from India and Chad say, but what God say, it doesn't matter. Anytime a man speak and say the Lord said, if it don't come to pass, he's a false prophet, or she is a false prophet. Plain and simple. When people come and say, thus said the Lord, if it doesn't come true, that person is a false prophet. So a lot of them was prophesying that Trump is going to win this election. Trump is going to get 2 terms. But Trump is now the first president to be impeached twice. And I hope they follow through. Because the first time he was impeached, Mueller and his team, they found out that, or they claimed that Trump was involved with the Russians. After General Flynn, they confessed, and Trump go back and pardon all these men. But I hope the Department of Justice under the new Attorney General, they will get to the root of this matter with Trump, with his dealing with the Russians. Fired James Comey over the same Russian thing. Then you get Bill Barr as the Attorney General to do all type of things. We will wait and see. We will wait and say, this is the kind of connection with the host, Pastor Ron Cameron. Indeed, today, the 20th of January, we are rejoicing because number 46 is in the White House. The racist is gone. He's down here somewhere in Mar-a-Lago. And 44 has set the stage. That's Obama. All 46 have to do is continue to build. We see where immediately he has reversed some of the policies that Trump has put in place. He's going back to WHO. He's going back to the Paris Accord. And he's going back to those babies that were locked in cage on the Mexican border. He's going back to immigration. But he started the day in prayer. Before he became president, I believe he's on the right track. Because the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. This morning, President Trump was still talking about the 75 million people that voted for him. Like that is all. He keeps on talking about the 75 million. And he still refuses to acknowledge that 88 million voted for the Democrats, voted for Biden and Kamala. They make him look like Trump with the 75 million. Probably most of them are Russian votes. I tell you. The 75 million votes that he got, these people have chosen Trump over truth. Rachel Maddow on MSNBC said that he's the worst president in the history of America. The worst. His behavior has led him to be impeached twice. And this was edited by Nancy Pelosi. Turbulent and his lawless presidency has ended with his second impeachment. President Biden has acknowledged the support of the blacks in America. Twitter has closed him down. Facebook has closed him down. So he has no more politics from which to fire anybody from. No, they, according to the news, yes, pardon Steve Bannon. So some are suggesting that we need Steve Bannon if he's going to start a party. He did say we'll be back in some form. Whatever form he comes back in, I don't know who will be happy to see him. This is the Clarion Connection with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron. Station, you're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Vice President Kamala Harris, the woman who her father is a Jamaican. I have noticed many times they keep referring to her Asian background. Her mother is an Indian, but her father is a Jamaican. So we will talk about her when we come back. This is the Canon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. And we continue to trust in the true and living God. Take a break, station, and we're going to be right back.
Yes, this is the kind of connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. And indeed, we are happy to be because one writer said, in the name of Jesus, we shall have the victory. Because when these men were prophesying that Trump is going to win, I tell you, Lord, I have to say like the writer, my faith look up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. We have to look up to the Master. As I said, when you look, everybody was prophesying for Donald Trump. I don't recall one prophecy that says Biden was going to win this election. But I never changed my tune. I said for a long time that he used to pack his bag and go. That man does not have a heart for black people. He talks that he loves black people. He talks that he's a racist. And he says he's not a racist. Action. Action tells otherwise. He refused to denounce those white supremacist groups, like the Proud Boys and QAnon. He refused to pretend like he doesn't know them. One of the members of the Ku Klux Klan, David Duke, he acknowledges him. And then there is Fox News. My Lord, Fox News, they're a bunch of liars. Tucker Carlson and Hannity and Lou Dobbs, they are a bunch of liars. Hanging on to the pockets of Donald Trump. No wonder Fox Smith, who used to be at Fox News, Shepard Smith, he said last night, he said a couple nights ago on CNN that he doesn't know how these guys go to their bed at night and sleep. Because all Fox News does is tell pure lies. When the mob turned on Capitol Hill in January, Fox News was reporting that it's not Donald Trump mob. It's Antifa. I'm sure everybody who was looking at that incursion saw so many flags being waved with the name Trump on it. And Fox News was reporting that it's Antifa. Can one station be so biased and so full of lies and spreading so much fake news and propaganda? They saw it. They saw the man in his office put his foot on the desk, took an envelope. They saw the man sit in the speaker's chair and claim that Trump won. They saw the flags. They heard Trump saying they're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue and he will be walking with them. They heard it. They knew it was a plan.
Because those men did not walk into Congress with empty hands. They walk in with all types of weapons. 5 people got killed.
But we are rejoicing today.
Because Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is sitting in the Oval Office, and he has already started the work. It is mandated now that anybody who goes on the federal property in America, they must wear a mask. Yes, Joe Biden started it, but he has hit the ground running. He's asking people to wear masks for 100 days. Tomorrow morning, Dr. Fauci will be on call to the WHO. But he said that the president of Brazil is one of the last ones to call Biden to congratulate him. I believe it was the president of Canada, Justin Trudeau, who was the first one who called President-elect Biden at the time to congratulate him. Truly, we are so elated. That our own, yes, we are calling her our own. Vice President Kamala Devi Harris. She's an attorney at law. And she is the 49th current Vice President of the United States of America. She served from 2017 to 2021 as the United States Senator from California. She's married to an attorney, Doug Emhoff. Her mother is an Indian, but her father is a Yadi, a man who hails from Brownstone. A man who hails from Brownstone, but he taught for many years at the Stanford University in America. She also has a younger sister by the name of Maya. She first, Kamala Harris first went to Howard University. Where she did her first degree in political science and economics. And then she went to Aston College, where she earned her law degree. Kamala Harris is the first black woman to become Vice President of the United States of America. Isn't that a great achievement? There is the song that Biggie did so many years ago. He said, every nigger is a star. And Sam Cooke said, one of his songs, the change is gonna come. Martin Luther said, I have a dream. You want to give some shout out to some people who are listening. Florida, yes, we got your text. Florida, Canada. And we are giving God praise. Cayman, you're listening. You said it's a little low. Nevertheless, you're still going on. You're excited, man. You're truly elated from what we have witnessed today with our eyes. This is not fake news or fairy tale. Not some fantasy of our imagination. No, this is live and direct today. We witness President, the 46th President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And Vice President, yes, a black woman. Jamaican father and Indian mother. 100% black. She is the Vice President of the United States of America. Her name is Kamala Harris. What a feat. Many women have tried. It was said that in 1872, Victoria Woodhull, she was a presidential candidate. She never made it to the office. 2016, Hillary Clinton was also a presidential candidate. But in spite of Hillary receiving electoral votes and winning the national popular votes, Hillary Clinton was beaten by President Trump. But tonight, we will celebrate with Kamala. And we will continue to celebrate with this team of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. We will celebrate. And the commentators are saying they have never seen an inauguration service like this before. Over 25,000 troops was in Washington today. That was more troops that was in Iraq and Afghanistan. 25,000 because of threat that was made against President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But he's in the White House. Even though the outgoing president, our former president, acknowledged him, but we still draw on Matthew 5 when he said, "Blessed are he with men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely." Rejoice! At one point in the campaign, President Trump referred to Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. He had total disdain for him. And he said, "What will he do if he loses to Sleepy Joe?" "No, you have to do something whether you like it or not." And as Bull said, "Go jump in a lake." Whether they are Florida anyway, so that will happen. But we are celebrating. No wonder the director said, "Put mine eyes upon the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which maketh heaven and earth." I hope, Cayman, I hope you are getting it loud and clear. You have to share it all over the world, Cayman. So we want you to get it loud and clear. Let them know. That we are rejoicing. in this victory. And as Bob Marley said, we are confident in the victory of good over evil. President Trump has done a lot of evil. He called Georgia and asked them to go find 11,780 votes. And he knows that he has lost the election. I hope this second time around they impeach him for good, so that he will never think of running for office again. Kamala Harris has done a lot for the black when she was in office as senator. Well, she first started out as an attorney and then a district attorney. From 1990 to 1998 in Oakland, where she earned a reputation for toughness as she prosecuted cases of gang violence, drug trafficking, and sexual abuse. Harris rose through the ranks, becoming district attorney in 2004, and in 2010, she was narrowly elected attorney general for California, winning by a margin of less than 1%, thus becoming the first female and the first African American to hold the post. So she was the first African American to be attorney general for California. And he said, after taking the office the following year, she demonstrated political independence, rejecting, for example, pressure from administration of President Barack Obama for her to settle a nationwide lawsuit against mortgage lenders for unfair practices. Instead, she pressed California's case, and in 2012 won a judgment 5 times higher than that originally offered. So when Barack Obama was president, she led this famous case where she won a judgment 5 times higher against these mortgage lenders for unfair practices. But this lady is a tough cookie. It's about time we get somebody like her in the White House. Somebody who will stand up for what is right. Somebody who will stand up for justice. President Trump boasted of the economy and the stock market. But who was benefiting from that? It is very clear that under President Trump, the rich was getting richer and the poor man are feeling. Her refusal to defend position 8 in 2008, which banned same-sex marriage in the state, helped lead to it being overturned in 2013. Harris' book, Smart and Crime 2009, co-written with Joan O.C. Hamilton, was considered a model for dealing with the problem of criminal recidivism. In 2012, Harris delivered a memorable address at the Democratic National Convention, raising her national profile. 2 years later, she married attorney Douglas Emhoff, widely considered a rising star within the party. She was recruited to run for the U.S. Senate seat, held by Barbara Boxer, who was retiring. Early 2015, Harris declared her candidacy. And on the campaign trail, she called for immigration and criminal justice reform, increase of the minimum wage, and protection of women's reproductive rights. She easily won the 2016 election. When she took office in January 2017, Harris became the first Indian American in the Senate and just the second black woman. She began serving on both the Select Committee Intelligence and on the Judiciary Committee, among other assignments. She became known for her prosecutorial style of questioning witnesses during hearing, which drew criticism. An occasional interruption from Republican senators. In June, she drew particular attention for her question to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was testifying before the Intelligence Committee on alleged Russian interference. In the 2016 presidential election, she had earlier called on him to resign. Harris Memoir, The Truth We Owe, An American Journey, was published in January 2019. Shortly after, Harris announced she was seeking the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. From the outset, she was seen as one of the leading contenders, and she drew particular attention when during a primary debate. She had a contentious exchange with fellow candidate Joe Biden over his opposition to school busing in the 1970s and 80s among the race-related topics. Although Harris' support initially increased, by September 2019, her campaign was in serious trouble. And in December, she dropped out of the race. She continued to maintain a high profile, notably becoming a leading advocate for social justice reform following the May 2020 death of George Floyd. An African-American who had been in the police custody, her effort silenced some who had criticized her tenure as Attorney General, alleging that she had failed to investigate charges of police misconduct, including questionable shooting. Others, however, felt that her embrace of reform was a political maneuver to capitalize on the increasing public popularity of social change. As radical injustice become a major issue in the United States, many Democrats called on Biden, the party presumptuous nominee, to select an African-American woman, a demographic that was seen as pivotal to his election chances. As his vice presidential running mate in August, Biden chose Harris, and she thus was the first black woman to appear on a major party national ticket. In November, she became the first black woman to be elected vice president of the United States of America. And tonight, I can announce on the Clarendon Connection that the vice president of the United States of America, the first black woman to hold that post, is none other than Jamaican Kamala Harris. And somebody should say, hip, 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 hooray! What a mighty God we serve. With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for the King of Glory. Blacks have been killed, ridiculed, sprayed with hoses. Dogs were turned on them, assassinated, raped, hung. My Lord. But I hear what I just said, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we say like Maya Angelou, still I write. And we close off with Job. He had suffered all types of atrocity. He lost his wealth, lost his children, lost his health. My God. And his wife could not take anymore. She said, man, how long shall you hold on to your integrity? Cursed God and die. But after 400 years of slavery, when our four parents were dragged from the bank of Ghana and dragged to the middle passage, packed like sod in the hulls of ship, tonight we can rejoice. For we say that the Apostle Paul, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things past, nor things to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The dream still lives on. Penned by the man Martin Luther. We are confident that one day we shall be clear, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. God bless you. This is Pastor Cameron signing out. And another Wednesday evening on the Clarendon Connection. We will be inviting you to come back next week. We will be on for another hour. Talking about our blackness. Because the wise man Solomon said, I am black but comely. God bless you. Over to your studio. In Jesus' name.
Until the philosophy which old one raised.